WTFR. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard of so much fear porn? This is coming out of Australia. I bought the newspaper for the first time in years today just to see what's going on. Local procedure can avert crisis. Now, this is from the Herald Sun. All right. And they're always full of fear porn. Whenever they can get on top of something that's scaring the pants off people, they're always... Get the fuck over there, you stupid newspaper. They're always full of fear porn. A world-first Victorian-made saliva test will be rolled out to coronavirus hotspots from today as authorities race to contain the deadly disease and prevent suburban lockdowns. Now, remember, they just said deadly disease, even though this is one of the least deadly fucking flus that we've ever had. Residents living near virus clusters in the city's northwest and southeast could face shutdowns within days, but the government hopes that can be avoided by an army of health teams going door to door with the new testing kits. Good luck with doing that to me, motherfuckers. The new saliva test, a breakthrough developed by scientists at the Doherty Institute in Melbourne, will also be available to travellers in hotel quarantine. I'd like to name the name of these scientists, please, so I know who's really qualified compared to real scientists, not fat cats and bureaucrats that bear false certificates. The technology, it goes on to say, which is less invasive than the nasal swab, will help blitz the city's hotspots by providing results for children. I always have to put the little children in there, don't I? The little children. Elderly people and other Victorians who could not previously have been tested. Premier, and I'm not trying to mock that out, as in I do know that kids are very dear to us. I've got two of my own, and I wouldn't want them to die, but they have more likelihood of dying from the regular flu strains than what they do this nonsense and bullshit. I've been talking to doctors, not just here in Australia since I was in hospital, but all around the world, And behind closed doors, they're saying the same thing. It's nonsense. It's no different to a regular flu strain. In fact, it's more mild on the most part. For some people, it's a bit stronger. But on the most part, it's more mild. You know, if you want to know the truth, go straight to the horse's mouth. Premier Daniel Andrews yesterday warned major interventions, including shutting off suburbs, are on the table as experts expect to get a true picture of the extent of the spread of the virus from tomorrow. You know, they're pushing people into a corner. Not only can people not travel nationally between different states, now they're saying we're going to block off your suburb as if it's some fucking zombie apocalypse. This has gone far and beyond fucking stupid and retarded and ridiculous. Absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous. Over the last week, the Andrews government has faced criticism over its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Critics say it has mismanaged hotel quarantine, communicated mixed messages, and allowed a mass protest in Melbourne CBD to confuse people about what they can and can't do. The government yesterday responded to the backlash over its handling of its quarantine program by following the New South Wales government's lead and announcing returned travellers who refused to be tested for coronavirus would be forced to stay in hotels for an extra 10 days. And who's going to pay for the stay in the motel if they don't have the cash? What happens if they only paid enough for 2 days and they don't have enough cash for another stay? Is the government going to pay for that 10 days? I want to know. I really want to know. The New South Wales government had introduced the hotel quarantine changes 3 days earlier. 2% of travellers in Sydney hotels have refused a test compared with 15 to 20% in Melbourne. Last Friday, that figure was estimated to be as high as 30%. Opposition leader Michael O'Brien said the rule change had come too late, with thousands of people having already left quarantine without testing. Daniel Andrews is making last minute changes to things that should have been fixed up weeks ago, he said. The problem in Victoria is that we have clusters that have not been stepped on quickly enough. Daniel Andrews should have required mandatory testing weeks ago, not after we are on the verge of second wave of coronavirus. Make it mandatory as much as you want, motherfucker. You come near me with any of those saliva fucking swabs, you're going to have a problem in your on your hands. And imagine when you have to announce the first death of a person because police had to shoot him because he refused a fucking corona test. Do I sound like I've got any flu-like symptoms? No. So fuck off. Come to my door and try and force medicate me in any fucking way, and you're going to have a fucking problem, okay? A big fucking problem. The article goes on to say Victoria had 49 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Nationally, there are three other cases. Mr. Andrews said the government was doing a power of work, whatever that fucking means, to contain the virus. Putting this out is very challenging. Containing it, though, is something that we can do, he said. If we have to limit movement in some of these suburbs, then that is what we will do. Will ya? Again, try it with me, motherfucker. Speaking about the new saliva tests, Mr. Andrew said, it's much more about priority. In a given geographic area where you want to draw the maximum take-up, you might run out... How the fuck do these people... They're retarded. In a given geographic area where you want to draw the maximum take-up, you might run out thousands of those tests. In the main, it will be very targeted. What the fuck is this retarded cunt talking about? And these people run our country. The move to the saliva tests is a real game changer. It's a first for our country. And I think it will be leading the world in many ways. The new test has... Don't they love to scratch each other on the back that way? You've got Trump saying, yes, and we are leading the world. And with his stupid fucking frog head with his fake hair. And then you've got fucking this douchebag sitting there saying, yes, and we're going to be leading the world. Yeah, this is not a new world order, not at all. The new test has been developed with help from a $6 million government grant to the Doherty Institute. Of the 49 new cases yesterday, 26 were found from routine testing and 19 are under investigation. Four others are linked to existing clusters. Ascot Valley Primary School and Essendon Keilor College will be deep cleaned after a student, part of their large Keilor Downs family cluster, attended the schools while infectious last term. Victoria's total number of cases sits at 2,028. Australian Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd yesterday said the spike in cases was not a second wave of the pandemic, but was a matter of genuine concern. Isn't it funny? That fucking number jumped mysteriously really fucking high. You know, we only had fucking 14 new cases after the Black Lives Matter. How did all of a sudden it get to 2028 since I've been reporting on this? That's just bullshit, man. And even if it was that contagious, it's killing fuck all. So let's pretend that there are 2028 cases. It's killing sweet fuck all. Now, where was it? Where it says experts. Every time they use the word experts, experts say in a newspaper or on the news, call in to the network and say, I want to know who these experts are. Can the author please give me the names of these experts? Because quite often when it comes to global warming and before that global cooling, it always said experts say and experts say. And when I started questioning them, it turns out that these people weren't experts at all. They weren't even scientists. They were fat cats and bureaucrats that bought false certificates. Plain and simply. It's just unreal. They use code words and everybody will just read it and they don't question it. Oh, well, who's these scientists that you're talking about? Please give me their names. I want to see their qualifications. You know, the same with doctors. The doctors I've been talking about. They're sick to death of hearing experts say. A lot of these doctors are saying, we are the experts. You know, and when we first said, when this first came about, that it's a no thing, it's just a flu, they were ignored. The media got hyped up by our governments, our New World Order governments, and then they had to close their mouth and say, oh yes, it's very deadly, it's very deadly. And I'd call them up and I'd say, why are you saying it's deadly when you were saying to me that it's not? Because if I don't, Sean, I get fired. It's unfucking real. Unfucking real. Fear porn, ladies and gentlemen. fear porn all the way. Now, remember, they said the deadly virus. Where is it? Where was that part where it said the deadly virus? Because I want to pick something out that I noticed earlier on within the same... where is it? World first Victorian mates live test. Well, here we go. A world first Victorian mates saliva test will be rolled out to coronavirus hotspots from today as authorities race to contain the deadly disease. But then down here, where is it? There was another one. There's another article here in the very next page, I think it is. Hold on a second. Let me have a look at this for a moment. Okay, here it is. Here it is. I was reading from page 9. This is page 11. And down the bottom, where people tend not to read a lot. Cases rise, but death rate drops. Wait till you hear this bullshit. The risk of dying... This is from the same newspaper, the Herald Sun. The risk of dying from COVID-19 is flattening around the world as the disease becomes less deadly and doctors improve treatment according to new findings. Right? But listen to those words. As it becomes less deadly and doctors are using treatments. Well, you know, they've had treatments for flu for a long time, so they're probably applying those flu treatments to fight this new flu. While the number of recorded cases worldwide continues to rise each day, the death toll is flattening and hard-hit nations reveal that deaths are subsiding. Right? Oh, that the virus just decided to stop killing people. I guess it got bored with that idea. Britain's Oxford University found the 6% death rate of people admitted to hospital for COVID-19 in April in England had reduced to 1.5% by June 15, with the number of deaths reducing by just over 4% each day. Now, don't trust these figures, by the way. They're probably a lot lower than what they are even saying here. That's the media for you. Oxford academics, please provide the name of these academics. I want to know these academics. I want to get their names and see how qualified they are as academics. I would love to see that. I really would. Oxford academics said the reason was unclear, but could be because health workers had become more skilled. That's a good one, that is. They're becoming more skilled. Why weren't they more skilled in the first place when they had to look after us? What, because a new flu comes along, all of a sudden they became more skilled? Fuck off! How stupid do you take us? What do you take us for? You know, seriously, they become more skilled, but they can't quite work it out. The Oxford academics said the reason was unclear, quote unquote. Of course, it's clear to me what happened is people realised, see, everyone went into panic mode because the media, the government and the media come out and said, COVID, look out, COVID. And everyone went, oh, COVID? What the fuck is COVID? It's some sort of disease that's going to go around and kill you, I tell you. And everyone went, oh, fuck, shit, it's going to kill us. Quick, let's go buy some toilet roll. But then what happened was unprecedented. People were waking up. Nobody knows anybody that has COVID. And the people that they have told us that have COVID have said it's nothing more nor less than your mild flu. Some sniffles, some annoying sniffles, you know, you're sneezing, you're coughing, you've got a sore throat, rah, 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 you have a bit of a temperature, blah, 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 fucking blah. The same shit that we deal with our regular flu strains every fucking year. And now that people got used to the idea, hold on a second, we've been had. There's nowhere near as many sick as what we thought, and when those that are sick are coming through with flying colours. You know, Tom Hanks didn't survive for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. He said himself it was pretty lackluster. You know, he just kicked back and enjoyed his time. But you know what? That's the same with anything. When you get a flu, I don't give a fuck what it's called. COVID-19, COVID Shitstein, right? COVID Spielberg. You can call it whatever the fuck you want. It's you quarantine yourself. Don't quarantine the whole fucking planet. You quarantine yourself. for a couple of weeks until the flu is over, and then you can go out again. It's not fucking rocket science. That's all that needed to happen. And I can't mention names of the doctors I'm talking to and the nurses, because if I did, I'd get their ass fired. Right? But they even know this shit. They become more skilled. Potential reasons for a fall in deaths could be clinicians have become more skilled and adept at treating patients with COVID-19. You mean a flu? So in other words, they didn't know how to treat a flu before? They weren't skilled in how to treat a flu? The Oxford analysis stated, Oxford analysis, I wonder who that is. Patients are entering the hospital with less severe disease, which could be a reflection of either the disease becoming less severe or hospitals being more willing to admit patients with lower disease severity than they would admit in early April. Now, hold on a second. On page 9 in the other article, they were saying that it's becoming more contagious, even though the England's government still maintains it's a non-consequential flu. They were saying it's becoming more dangerous, even though, you know, what, I'm not going over the page 9 again. You know, it's so much more contagious. But here it's saying patients are entering the hospital with less severe disease, which could be a reflection of either the disease becoming less severe or hospitals being more willing to admit patients with lower disease severity than they would admit in early April. So there you go. Just absolute more bullshit. On and on and on it goes, and the wheels on the bus go round and fucking round, round and fucking round, round and fucking round, and the wheels on the shit thing go round and fucking round all day motherfucking long, 24/7. Yes. No autographs, fans. Sorry, no autographs. I know my singing's great, but no autographs. Get out. Enjoy yourself. If they tell you that you're going to be locked into your suburb, sneak out. Fuck them. Become Albert Camus rebellious. The only way to be free in such an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Albert Camus.
1650 AM, Tunnel under New York.
WTFR.
Where board is free.
And 107.9 FM in the Victorian Alpines.
FM. Park.